Hey everybody, welcome to the Lifestyle Practice Podcast. I'm Steve Vandegraaff and I'm very excited to be with you. I hope everyone's having a great springtime. This is my favorite time of year in Georgia. I think I've shared this before, but we live close to the Augusta National Golf Course, home of the Masters Golf Tournament, which is coming into town in 2 weeks. I'm not a golfer myself, but every year we rent out our house during Masters Week to a golfer or a sponsor, and then we use the money from renting our house out to go on a guilt-free family vacation. This year we're going on a trip to the Caribbean, and I'm stoked. If you don't hear from me again next month, it'll be because I decided not to come back. I hope you guys have some plans yourself for spring break. I think January, February, March, those 3 months, there's not really a holiday or like an extended break like built in. So you have to block out your schedule and intentionally close your office to kind of get a break and do something. But I'd recommend you do so and plan it now. That word, now, leads me to my message for you today. I want to share with you something that I have seen in the most successful dentists and business people in general that I know. And it is their ability to make decisions fast and then act quickly with really no fear that things could go wrong. Conversely, I see all the time dentists who are too slow to make decisions. They wait to take action and they just put things off. So my message for you right now is this. If you are trying to decide when is the right time to make your next move, whether that is becoming an owner and buying a practice, whether that's doing the next thing in your office or investing money to grow your practice, whether that is finally starting to build some passive income streams outside your office, or whether that is making a change in your life outside of work, the best time for all of those is now. And when I say now, I don't mean like this month or even this weekend. I mean now, literally today. I want to help motivate you today to start now. Listen with me for a few minutes. And while I talk, just be thinking of those couple of things that you've really been meaning to get around to. Write them down, and then when we're done, just start. Start moving on them. If you're in the office today, that's okay. Start acting on these after you see your last patient and you've finished your notes. You're not going to accomplish everything this second today, but you're going to start. Are you the type of person that delays and waits? Please take this very scientific survey with me. Just answer to yourself yes or no. Couple example questions. Could you benefit in your practice right now from more new patients, but despite this, you haven't implemented any new marketing in the last 6 months? Are you understaffed right now because you haven't hired somebody promptly enough? Are you working around some broken equipment in your office that doesn't work just because you haven't got around to repairing or replacing it yet? You know what I'm talking about. On a smaller scale, are you the person that doesn't really text back? Or when you read an email, does it take a long time to respond? If you're an associate and you don't own a practice, have you taken the steps to becoming an owner by reviewing practice prospectuses in the last month? Is there something you know you should be doing to grow your practice or improve your financial position, but you just keep kicking it down the road? If you answered yes to any of these questions, we can improve by taking action quicker. So why do we wait? I think one big reason is just confidence. It is hard sometimes to make a decision and really forge ahead when we're afraid that it may not be the best decision. And this is understandable. We've all been there. The Roman philosopher Cicero said that more is lost by indecision than by wrong decision. Indecision is the thief of opportunity, and it will steal you blind. If you make a decision and move forward boldly, you could make the wrong decision. There's some risk there. But making no decision is always the wrong decision. You miss the opportunity, you lose out on the value of your time, and who knows when or if another opportunity is going to come along. To illustrate this, I know a doctor who he's just an outstanding dentist. He's a great guy, but he has really just dragged his feet on buying a practice every year for the last, I think, 5 years now, he'll send me an email and ask for a take on a practice that he's looking at. I don't know that there's a practice out there that checks every single box, but he's certainly had some pretty good options. But for whatever reason, maybe because he fears there could be a perfect option somewhere out there, he just hasn't really pulled the trigger. Consider the time value of those 5 years as a practice owner versus an associate. Even if there was an ideal perfect practice out there, the difference from waiting for those years is very significant. Compare that to, say, for example, my guest on the last podcast I did a couple weeks ago with Dr. Radha Patel, who started looking at practices early while in dental school. She purchased a small to medium-sized practice, bought it as soon as she got her license, and immediately went to work. She was making changes, hired TLP coaching, and she made that practice her own. She now has a strong fee-for-service practice, cash flowing, working a few days a week, just a year and a half out of school. I'm not saying everybody should buy a practice right out of school, but I am suggesting to push yourself to move faster. When should I buy a practice is different for every person. But if you're asking yourself that question, the answer of when to start is almost always right now. Don't wait until you're confident. Act, and then confidence will follow. Another reason for waiting is you might be just so busy, it's hard to take on new projects. And this is a big one for practice owners who already have a ton on their plate. Running a practice and doing all the dentistry yourself, it's a lot to handle, and you may not feel like you have the bandwidth to take on new projects. But still, because of this, too many owners just end up working in their business when you really should work on your business. Don't just fall into autopilot where we put our heads down and work in the trenches. Carve out the time to make the changes that you need to make, and do it now. When do you take the next step in growing your practice? If you don't have direction, when should you invest in coaching? When should you expand your facility or invest in something that will help you produce more? Or when do you start dropping insurances? The answer to those questions is almost always to start now. Why wait? If changes need to be made, why not make them now rather than later? I mean, it needs to be done. When I bought my practice a few years ago, it was small office, old facility, accepting every cheap insurance under the sun, and it had a small and kind of dysfunctional team. I took it over and I felt like I grew the practice pretty quickly. I renovated the office, we went digital, I added some staff, we built out an extra operatory, and eventually started dropping the lower insurances, which are all good moves. But if I could go back and do it all again, I'd do the same moves, but I would do it all in, say, 6 months rather than a couple of years. We have arbitrary timelines in our minds. I can become an owner at such and such a time. My practice can do so much production after a certain number of years. I should expand and scale at such and such a time in the future. I submit to you to challenge those arbitrary assumptions. Could you do them right away if you had to? I bet you can. This principle also applies in investing. The best time to invest, whether in stocks or real estate, was actually yesterday. The next best time is right now. I graduated in 2016 and bought my practice, I think, that August or September of that year. My goal for 2017 was student loans. In 2018, my goal was to start building passive income streams through real estate. So I studied at that time how to go about buying rental properties. And I came across a Dental Town thread, a really old one that was in the years right after the financial crisis when housing prices just plummeted. And I was blown away reading these dentists that were just scooping up properties for less than a quarter of their current value today. Seeing that at that time, it gave me pause. I remember thinking, okay, well, the time to invest in real estate was in 2010. I kind of missed the boat. But that was before my time. And so I decided the next best time to invest was right then. And that's the answer. It's almost always right now. So I took the profits from my dental practice and I just kind of shoveled them into real estate for a couple of years. Then COVID hit. We've had record inflation the last couple of years. And all that real estate I acquired has really appreciated dramatically. I look at the value of the homes today compared to just a few years ago, and I am very glad that I did it. One could even say, well, the best time to invest was 5 years ago. But the principle remains. The next best time is almost always right now. And why is that? Because time in the market beats timing the market. Real estate, stocks, really anything. Get started now and time will start working for you. It'll be in your corner. Yes, markets will go up and down and there's always risk, but waiting, not doing anything, whether you don't feel confident or you don't have time to learn, waiting and doing nothing is 100% risk because you're not in the game and you can't win no matter what. So get started. The third reason why I think we wait is just plain old laziness. The phone, Netflix, or whatever is just a lot easier than putting in the extra effort that other people don't want to make. An area where I think this really causes delay is in prioritizing our health. It is so easy to say, hey, I'm young, I'm not overweight, I can get away with it, right? Taking care of your body is something that we have to do when we're a little older. Right now, I am reading Outlive, The Science and Art of Longevity by Peter Attia, and it has profoundly changed the way that I view this. Rather than starting to focus on our health after we age a bit or after we start putting on weight, truly understanding aging makes it imperative to optimize your life right now. He breaks down what he calls the four horsemen: heart disease, metabolic dysfunction, cancer, and neurodegenerative diseases. If you are in a Western country like the United States, it is 95% likely that one of these four diseases will kill you. The problem is modern medicine intervenes on these diseases when there's an emergency like a heart attack or an acute injury, but it utterly fails to cure or even mitigate these four horsemen because these diseases are chronic and cumulative. The best approach, rather than diagnosing and then intervening, is centered on treating them early or before they begin, and instead of accepting aging as a natural decline, treat it as you would a disease and act proactively throughout your life to fight and push back against it. Exercise, diet, sleep, even medications on healthy people are things that he discusses to optimize health before any diagnosis or before any precursors to disease. He sums up the research on centenarians, those humans that live beyond 100, and he says, the longer you live, the healthier you were. Those four chronic and cumulative diseases, they already started piling up against us in years past. The time to act is now. To wrap things up, I love the principle, if you give yourself 30 days to clean your house, it will take you 30 days. But if you give yourself 3 hours, it will take 3 hours. The same applies to your goals, ambitions, and plans. Well, take that challenge. Give yourself 3 hours, put away the phone, get focused, and do some deep work. What are you going to do to further yourself, grow your practice, build income outside your practice? What are the first steps to really optimizing your physical health? And just see how much you can knock out and start in 3 hours. Don't wait until you have confidence. That comes after you start to act. And don't be plain old lazy. If you need direction to help with confidence, or if you like to be lazy and you need some accountability to help you get moving, we'd be happy to help. Most all of our clients see a large portion of their growth from coaching within the first couple months, likely because of this now mentality help. So email us at Steve, Derek, or Matt at thelifestylepractice.com. You can also go to our website, thelifestylepractice.com, and there is a submission link where you can tell us about your situation, about your practice. We will respond to you and weigh in on your situation to see if there's something that we could do to help. So take the challenge and act now. With that, everyone, have a great week.